Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Found my reason to live. The first day it started to kill me.
telling me to laugh. You know I ain't no goddamn clown. Everybody told me you were looking for my phone. December's coming soon, and that's always when all the cold comes out.
Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Skin, and you can pick it all, ready to dance, and bury my body behind the sun. Heaven's second child, son of a gun. I've been a prisoner, a preacher too. 38 special did just what it's meant to do.
Your mind. as off as at the offie. Can somebody call an ambulance? I'm dying for a drink. Two for one bottles of white. I'm Johnny Rotten for the night. The men in black have eyes on me. I'm sorry, buddy, not tonight.
It's 3:45 and I've got work at 9, but I'm sure I'll be fine in the morning.
There's no time for Weetabix. I'll have to wait to eat at 6. Somebody call an ambulance. I think this is the end. My stomach's doing somersaults. My brain is leading the revolt. The pain I'm feeling may result from caning it again. Now it's 8:45 and I've got work.
Blue sky with white clouds rolling in. WMFO 91.5 FM on the radio dial and at WMFO.org on the internet, serving the world wide web. You just heard Buffalo Tom right there. I'll Be Gone from their latest album, Quiet and Peace, released in 2018 on School Kids Records. The Clockwork's up ahead of that with Rumors in the Stockroom, one of my favorite songs from one of my favorite Irish bands, off of their debut EP, At the Greasy Spoon, released in 2018. Up ahead of that with Belly, Now They'll Sleep. Man, that's such a good song, isn't it? From 1994's King. And kicking off the set with Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls with Shatter from their 2018 album, Talk, Talk, Talk. This is Ryan D. This is Saturday Night. I am playing music for all of you lovely people here at WMFO. This is my favorite place to be. Thanks for joining me. Let's get back into the music right now with The Cure.
thinking, how could you get this going on? In whispered press, the lips said yes, dance with me. Just pull her close, you gotta feel me. The middle of darkness after everybody's gone. She'll be looking back at you for the dawn.
Yeah. Memory time. It's mid-June, so young.
my favorite songs from one of my favorite albums. That is Counting Backwards from The Real Ramona, released back in 1991. From Throwing Muses, up ahead of that, Sisu Shoreline from their self-titled 2017 album. Supergrass doing Strange Ones, live version of Strange Ones from Supergrass's 10 The Best of 1994 to 2004 album. Peach Pit doing Drop the Guillotine from their 2018 album Being So Normal. And kicking off that set with The Cure, Never Enough, from their Mixed Up album. It is 7 p.m. here in Boston, and maybe where you are, maybe not. This is Ryan D on the radio, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, serving the Boston area and the whole wide world on WMFO.org. I got some people listening out there. It's always awesome to have you out there in Radio Land. Thanks for listening. It's a pleasure to have your company. This is going out to my friend Doug, Liz Cooper, and the Stampede. These guys are great. This band is great. They're on tour this year, and they're going to be here in the Boston area on Monday, February 25th